Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Iowa Ed Chat mini podcast recap of the week. We are going to recap the conversation around social emotional learning and hopefully leave you with a few reflective thoughts. This is Dan Butler, and I'm going to be joined by Andrea Townsley and Nick Duffy as we recap the weekly Iowa Educational Chat hosted on Twitter. We're going to point you in the direction of tonight's Twitter chat archive to continue the conversation and reflection. You can find tonight's Twitter chat archive capturing all of the tweets, resources, and ideas at tinyurl.com/IAEdChat. Tonight's discussion was dedicated to social and emotional learning. In the past, this may have taken a backseat to academic content, but as time goes on, I think we continue to realize the importance of human connection while educating the whole child. While we will never undersell the importance of excellent academic instruction, we also realize meeting the social and emotional needs of our students is essential at this point in time. We are grateful for our participants and the passion that was shared this evening. We hope you will find some useful information from tonight's podcast. And at this time, I'm going to pass things over to my partner, Andrea Townsley.
Thanks, Dan. I'm going to jump to question four, where we said, mental health has recently been added to the conversation. What does this mean to you? How can we best support regulation of students and staff in the areas of SEBMH, social, emotional, behavior, mental health? We had some amazing answers from our participants tonight on Iowa Ed Chat. First, Dr. Adam Drummond said, we all have mental health. Think of mental health on a continuum. What are the tier one practices that promote mental health? Exercise, diet, relationships. And then he also said that that's where they start their focus. Jovi Stickle said that this comes back to teaching mindfulness and self-care, as well as making sure students and staff are building are trauma-informed and trauma-sensitive. He says that we have to have an open dialogue about these issues and allow people to know that it is a normal part of life. Donna Varelius at DM Valerius says, self-regulation is vital to mental health. It's the seemingly simple exercise of evaluating one's emotional response and making a conscious decision on how to respond. It allows us to control our emotions rather than having emotions control us. And I really just think of mental health as equaling emotional well-being. So it's not the same, some secret club or some list of people. It's not just taking into account students or staff with a clinical diagnosis. It is simply about the well-being and can be positive or negative. There were some really great ideas tonight from the thought leaders on EdChat, and I'm going to send it over to Nick to hear his thoughts.
Thanks, Andrea. For question two, we asked, why are the areas of self-regulation, empathy, and decision-making skills becoming so important to embed into core instruction? Deborah Berry at DeborahBerry95 said things are volatile, uncertain, complex, and ambiguous for students more today than ever. They need skills and strategies to help them be self-managing and self-directed. Matthew Borelli at Matthew Borelli shared, academic expectations from schools and families were unchecked and everyone paid the price. Students need to learn how to cope, connect, and forgive. Megan Blakey wrote, students have many interactions with each other and teachers throughout the day, group work, lunch, recess, etc. To interact well in systems, students need those skills to be successful. Today's world is more intense than ever. Those skills will help students be successful beyond school. And Ryan Hules at Hules_Ryan said, SEL is a life skill. Our goal isn't to produce content regurgitators, but humans that can work together and make the world around them a better place. So pretty simple. We've got a complex world with numerous challenges and opportunities presented daily, and our kids need the skills of self-regulation, empathy, and decision-making in order to navigate life with as much success as possible. It's a team effort, and as schools and communities, we can and must do this. Now to Dan to wrap up our thoughts.
Thank you very much, Andrea, Nick, and company for your thoughts, reflections, and takeaways. I'm going to dig into question one, which stated, it's becoming quite evident that the three R's aren't the only important things to learn in schools today. How can we change the script to embed a focus on social emotional learning? Brett Hoffman kicked things off with this tweet. Authenticity. When I'm uncomfortable or disagree with something, we talk about it and why. Model how to communicate our needs. Ryan Hewells followed up with this. SEL can't just be something you focus on in the first week of school. It should be the most important thing you do every day. So here's my take on this, and I agree with Ryan, and I agree with Brett too, but social and emotional learning serves as the foundation for everything that we do. We must serve the hearts of our kids before we can serve their heads. And, you know, social emotional learning, it's not something that we do. It's who we are as educators and serves as that groundwork, that building foundation for getting to higher levels of learning. Thank you for tuning in this evening and following our podcast. We really appreciate your engagement in our show. Please visit tinyurl.com/IAEdChat to find all of our past archives, live shows, and podcasts, as well as our contact information. Our website is loaded with resources, and please do not hesitate to contact us about topics that you would like to discuss in the future on Iowa Ed Chat. You can subscribe to this podcast on a number of platforms, including Spotify, Podomatic, Apple Podcasts, and the Google Play Market. While you subscribe, give us a rating. Let us know what you think of our shows. We would love to hear your feedback. We are going to be back next week with another great topic, and until that time, be the change. Good night, everyone.